The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, the US company Lyft has bought the app that we're all familiar with, Freenow, formerly known as Halo in this jurisdiction. It's the first incursion by Lyft into the European ride-hailing market. And joining us now to explain what consumers might expect from the acquisition is Danny O'Gorman, Freenow Ireland General Manager. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Lyft? It's not a name that we all have on our phones. We might have Freenow. We had before Halo. We might have Uber as well. We might even have Bolt. We might have a lot of things, but not Lyft. Tell me about Lyft.
So, yeah, thank you, Pat. Lyft are a US-based ride-hailing company. They've been around for quite a long time, so Irish consumers will be familiar with them from either travelling in America or talking to family or friends who live there, or potentially from they appear a lot in American social commentary. So you might have seen them in TV shows like Silicon Valley. But in America, they are one of the largest ride-hailing platforms. In fact, they're the most chosen in terms of passengers prefer them to the competitors there.
We know that Uber is massive globally, and people use Uber in all sorts of different jurisdictions. And every time I pass through Dublin Airport, I'm reminded that Freenow is available in many European capitals. So before we talk about the acquisition, just tell us about how extensive Freenow is.
Brilliant. Well, first of all, I'm really glad to see that you've noticed that, Pat. So that's great. So we're available in 150 cities in Europe. It's growing. So only in the last few weeks, we launched Glasgow in Scotland. We've launched in some cities in Crete in Greece. So that shows you the kind of full scope and breadth of the service we have. So we're operating across 8 European countries. And now with Lyft, Lyft are operating in the US, Canada, Puerto Rico as well, and they're growing. So they've grown into Quebec in Canada in the last few months. So both companies coming together will expand that growth and potentially look at new markets too.
Now, tell me about the app itself. Will it remain as Freenow or will it all change to Lyft?
So there's no immediate changes to the experience, both for the passenger or in the app. Passengers might see some Freenow by Lyft branding in certain places, particularly around the airport, where, you know, with the amount of American tourists that come through the airport, we want to kind of show that we're working together, that Lyft have come on board. But in terms of the app in Ireland, no, you'll still see the same Freenow app on the home screen of your phone.
And the question then for an American coming in with Lyft on his or her phone, will that then automatically access the Freenow app, or will they have to download the Freenow app?
Yeah, that's a good question, Pat, because the deal closed yesterday. So we're basically on day two. We're not even 24 hours into the integration. And due to legal restrictions, we weren't able to integrate during that period. So as of today or as of yesterday, Freenow users, if they travel to the US, they'll be prompted to download Lyft. And Lyft users coming to Ireland will be prompted to download Freenow, and they'll get a discount across their first ride. However, you know, now that integration has started, we expect it to happen very quickly, that Freenow users going to the US will be able to access the network in the US through their app, and vice versa with Lyft users coming.
Okay, so the idea is you maintain your Freenow app, you go to the States, and you'll automatically be transferred onto the Lyft platform.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doubles the amount of cities and options that Freenow passengers in Europe have, particularly traveling in North America.
Now, we know that in this jurisdiction that people who drive for the various platforms, be it Uber or Freenow or maybe in the future a Lyft platform, they will all have to be properly licensed taxi drivers. What way does it work in the United States? I mean, does it work in a similar way to the way Uber works in many European cities, where you have to have a clean license, you have to have insurance, you have your own vehicle, but otherwise off you go?
Yeah, I think Ireland, we're a very taxi first business in Freenow. So 90% of our bookings across Europe are taxi. But a lot of the listeners, even though it doesn't exist in Ireland, will be familiar with the terms private hire, PHV or ride hailing. So they might have traveled to London, where there's a big presence of that, or America. So in America, Lyft is primarily a ride hailing operator, but recently they've actually launched a taxi service in St. Louis. So we're going to learn a lot from Lyft coming in and supporting us, but they're also going to learn a lot from us and how to focus on that kind of taxi side. We've been doing it in Ireland for, you know, 13 years.
Okay, so ride hailing is where you have that, if you like, gifted amateur driving the car. like anyone can become a part-time ride-hail driver. Is that it? And the taxi person is licensed.
Exactly. So in terms of Ireland, you have to pass what's called the SPSV license. So there's an area knowledge test. There's other tests that you do. It takes about 3 months to complete on average. And that gives you your taxi license. And there's very careful restrictions from the NTA in terms of, you know, how much can be charged. So the meter is set at different times. That's the familiar taxi service we have in Ireland. Whereas in America, so, you know, and in the UK and some other European countries, you have what's called private hire, where the driver will have to have a clean driving license. They'll have to go through various background checks to ensure that they're safe, and they'll have to go through some forms of local testing or licensing. But it's essentially a quicker service to pass, so those drivers get on the road a bit sooner. And I just wanted to kind of put our position on this. Lyft coming into Ireland, it's not going to mean that Freenow are calling for this in Ireland. We work very closely with the NTA. We've done so for a very long period of time. So we very much envisage the future for Ireland to be licensed taxi, and we're continuing to back that.
Now, the future may well be autonomous ride hailing, and that might be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Who knows? But the people who used to own Freenow until yesterday were BMW and Mercedes, who had bought Halo, and of course, they made it part of their Freenow network right across Europe. Can we understand why BMW and Mercedes, who will be no doubt providing autonomous vehicles in the future, why they'd want to sell such a money-making asset?
Yeah, I think you'd have to talk to our ex-shareholders on that, Pat. But in terms of, you know, a lot of the car manufacturers are focusing on their core business. So it's not just Mercedes and BMW that have moved out of these kind of diversified areas of business, but some other car manufacturers have done so too. So now we're owned by a business that operates in the same space, has a similar amount of expertise. There's a lot of cultural similarities in terms of how we operate our business. So in terms of the future, we have a lot to learn from Lyft, whereas potentially with our previous shareholders, they were operating in a different business. So they didn't have as much expertise to pass on there.
Now, there's one particular paragraph that caught my eye from the statement that was issued. Lyft have said there will be no immediate changes to Freenow's customer experience. Okay, that's fair enough. But over time, there would be new benefits to drivers and to passengers, saying drivers would see greater transparency around earnings and passengers would see more consistent pricing. Explain.
Yeah, so at the moment, given the NTA set the fares in Ireland, so if you book on a Freenow right now, you'll be given a price range. And a lot of things are taken into account with that price range. Obviously, we have the meter, which is running in the car, but we can't predict what happens on the road. There could be an accident, there could be some traffic restrictions, traffic could build up. Lyft have extremely advanced mapping software that they've developed themselves in order to both predict routes and forecast changes. So that should helpfully bring that range down to a much narrower range, so the passenger knows upfront exactly how much they're going to be paying. So that's one on the passenger side. On the driver side, you then also have forecasted earnings. So Lyft have a very cool feature where drivers can input, you know, what kind of hours they want to work and what periods, and Lyft can forecast in the future how much they can earn. So drivers can really drive the periods that suit them most, but also where they're going to make the most money on the platform.
Now, drivers often complain when you get a taxi, and inevitably the talk goes to, you know, technology charges or other charges, and the drivers then moan about the commission that is taken by Freenow. Transparency in terms of pricing, what's a technology charge for?
So the technology charge is in order to provide these services that I've just been talking about. So, you know, in terms of building out,
but isn't
that
your job? You know, that's, it's a bit like saying you go into a shop and they want you to pay for the cash register. You need the cash register to do business. So why should you pay? You're paying a fare which charges a commission. That should take care of all the platform's expenses.
I mean, in terms of how you look at other areas of business, not just in the ride hailing, in terms of the way we provide passengers and drivers with a better experience, we need to...
But isn't that what the life of trade is about? Competition. So if you're charging a technology fee and other platforms are not, maybe Bolt is not, maybe Uber is not, and, you know, why should people have to pay a technology charge when the others are not charging it?
Well, just to kind of correct you on that, Uber are charging a technology fee, and some other of the kind of more traditional taxi companies in Ireland do too. So, in terms of the competition, that competition is there, and absolutely some charge more than others. But it's
I mean, I
something that
just don't.
we.
You're charging us. It's like charging the plumber charges you for the monkey wrench he's going to use to open the pipe. Do you know? These are the tools
Well,
of your trade. In order for you to make money, you have to build a technology platform. And the customer's paying for the ride, which that person has access through the app or whatever. They're the tools of your trade. Why should the customer have to pay twice?
I don't think the customer is paying twice.
Clearly they
So,
are, because, you know, you're paying for the ride. And then you're paid a technology charge.
I mean, to go back to your plumber analogy, quite often there will be a call-out fee or some kind of fee on top of it. So I
You
don't
have
think
that
it's
as
a
well.
specific.
You already have the call-out fee.
What do you
So
mean by
how
that?
many times do you want to charge us?
Well, we have one charge. So when you book a free now, it'll be very clear in terms of the breakdown of that fee. So in terms of the range that will be given, and then in the bottom line below it, it'll tell you the service fee, which then will give you a very clear breakdown at the end of the trip, how much you have paid for that. So we'll continue to be extremely transparent with how we charge fees and how we charge the passenger as well.
On the other side, the driver complaining that the fees charged, the commissions charged by Freenow have crept up from the original Halo fees. They're much greater with Freenow.
Well, if you look at the Freenow commission in Ireland, it's vastly different to some of the commissions in other countries and other platforms. So what we
Does
charge at
that
the
mean
moment,
different can be up or down? So which is
well,
it?
mostly up. So if you look at what some of the ride-hailing platforms in the UK charge, they're charging upwards of 40%, which is a completely different proposition. So with Lyft coming in,
Why
there's
would
no.
any driver ever take on a commission of 40%? Sure, that's almost half the money.
Yeah, I mean that's how the private hire world has worked in some other countries, which we don't have in Ireland, which we don't want to see in Ireland as Freenow. So we think 15% is the fair amount in terms of providing the service. And if you look at what we have changed over the years, we now have things like the airport pre-book promise going to airports. So if a driver either is late or cancels, the passenger gets money in order to facilitate. You know, they either get a 10 euro charge or €50 in terms of for being late or for being cancelled. These kind of products and services that we've built up over the years have
Okay,
led to 15% being the right fare.
I mean, it sounds great, but you know, the taxi doesn't turn up, you get 50 euro, but you've missed your plane.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the service levels in Ireland at the moment, they're at the highest they've ever been. So we put in place that to really make that trust with the passenger. So if we're putting skin on the table, obviously we don't charge that to the driver. We're paying that as Freenow in order to improve that trust, to make sure that everyone knows that they can get to an airport quickly, efficiently. And we have the best service levels of all time at the moment in Ireland because we've had, you know, 2,000 people entered the industry last year. So there's more drivers on the road, which means a more consistent service.
Absolutely. And that's what people want. They want, when they need a taxi, they want it to be there. Danny O'Gorman, Freenow Ireland General Manager. I don't know whether you'll rebadge yourselves Lyft in time, but for the moment, Freenow Ireland General Manager, Danny O'Gorman, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.